Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Kelly Braun with Make-A-Wish North Dakota.
Oh, Kelly Braun, Make-A-Wish North Dakota.
Here at the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, and we just had a great announcement. Kind of actually several announcements happened tonight. Walk us through a little bit what just transpired.
Well, we had a couple things happen tonight. Matt Johnner is one of our Wish kids from Dickinson, North Dakota here, and he battled leukemia the third time. And on his third time, they did a new procedure. It's a CAR T-cell procedure, and he's actually leukemia-free, cancer-free for the first time in like 6 years. He's 100% cancer-free. And to be honest, it's such a new thing that's going on that Men's Health is doing an article on him, and they actually flew out a couple photographers from New York to Dickinson to take photos of him making a speech out here to thank the crowd.
You know, that was quite a celebration or performance that was put on. I mean, Men's Health was here, Theodore Roosevelt was here, Sacagawea was here. Explain those last two to the listening audience.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt and Sacagawea, the theory of our event tonight is superheroes, and they're kind of some of the heroes of North Dakota history. And we had a young girl from Golden Valley, Davenny. She wants to go visit the castles in Scotland, and in the process of finding out her wish, the person that she would like to go back in history with to be would have been Sacagawea. And so Sacagawea actually came and presented Davenny with the wish that she's going to get to go to Scotland to visit the castles. And Theodore Roosevelt was here. He presented her a teddy bear. It was just amazing, emotional as you can get.
Yeah, there wasn't a dry eye in the house tonight. I mean, you could see the emotion and the look on those kids, especially, what was her name, Davenny? No.
Davenny, it's a little different name, but yeah, Davenny, she, like I said, she's from Golden Valley, and she was flabbergasted. You could see she was not expecting that at all.
So she's going to be going to, is it Scotland, was it? And she got an iPad and just a number of different things. And this Bakken barbecue, it was neat that the people actually got to see who the kids are and what the money's going to and what the wishes are going to. That didn't happen last year, did it?
No, the timing didn't work with us last year. This year, we actually were able to bring four former Wish children and then Davenny up on stage. And like I said, she found out she was going to get her wish tonight, and it's coming true in July. So they got some time to pack and prepare. And the people here got to see where their money is being spent on the kids. And you know, what a neat deal to be able to know that the kids that you're helping.
You know, I was a little bit shocked tonight because two of the kids, they look like seniors in high school. And of course, when you think of Make-A-Wish, you think of like kids maybe 10 and under and going to Disney World, that sort of thing. But Alaska deep sea fishing, and how old, I guess, is the average kid? Is there something like that? Or
They're not really an age that's average. They have to be between 2.5 and 18, okay, to qualify for Make-A-Wish. And once they qualify, like Matt, we'll pick on him, the one that was going to get the Men's Health deal. He was 17 when he found out he had leukemia. He qualified for Make-A-Wish, but he couldn't quite beat that leukemia. Just didn't work out so well. And he wanted to go deep sea fishing with his dad, which takes some muscle, dexterity, and stuff. And so he was like 20 when he actually went on his wish. We had to wait until he got strong enough to do it. So
The other thing that caught my attention tonight was that, number one, Matt got up there on stage and gave a speech. And number two, these kids are really positive.
Oh, if all of us could be as positive as the children that are sick, it would be a much better world. You know, they just go through life and they battle it, and they don't think twice. It's just like, we're going to beat it. This is part of everyday items that's going on, and the smiles and the hugs and the tears. And, you know, a lot of those four that came back, they come back every year and they support our event. They come here and support it. They stand up on stage so people can see who they're helping and who they've helped. And that's what's amazing. And they feel great about it.
You know, and here we are. We've got, I'm looking around. I see Whiting's and I see ConocoPhillips, MBI Energy. Yeah, great turnout for sponsors this year, despite the downturn, you know, in oil prices. We got a perfect evening. It's probably 75 degrees still as we're winding down, you know, close to 8, 9 o'clock at night. The moon is about 90% full for just enough reason to act crazy tonight. You know, not fully crazy, but just enough to act crazy. And we got the band now, Blue Ribbon Band, up there playing. Can you remember a night that was just so perfect for such an event?
Not in a long time, Jason. You and I did an interview last year, and it was just a little different than this one. We were hoping it would be a total 180, and I'd have to say we're pretty much there.
Last year, boy, it was like 75 mile an hour winds, horizontal rain. I mean, it was like a tsunami, typhoon type of atmosphere. But all right, so let's let the audience know how they can get involved with either Make-A-Wish North Dakota, the Southwest chapter, or just kind of Make-A-Wish, you know. Give yourself a free plug for what you guys are doing, how people can help.
Make-A-Wish North Dakota, you could probably Google it. I don't know the website off the top of my head, but Google Make-A-Wish North Dakota, it'll pop up. Or you can dial in there, 701-280-9474. That's 701-280-9474. If there's a way that we can help these kids, I'm willing to do it. If you know a child that might deserve a wish, get a hold of us. We'll find out if they deserve it or not. They're all qualified through a doctor. And let's get every child who deserves a wish.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
you. Good stuff.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kelly Braun with Make-A-Wish North Dakota, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Leonard, tell me a little bit about yourself. Who are you cooking for, and what are you cooking today?
I'm cooking for LTR, and we're cooking baby back ribs, sir.
And with that accent, it sounds like you might be from the Mott Regent area?
Yes, sir, a little bit further south. But I've been up here 39 years in February.
Where are you from?
From Monahan, Texas.
Okay. So are you cooking Texas barbecue, or is this a hybrid of North Dakota Texas barbecue?
It's kind of a hybrid because it's not too spicy.
So
try to meet everybody's taste.
So how do you cook the ribs? Without getting into the, you know, secrets or anything like that, give us an overview of maybe the time, the temperature, maybe some of the spices, whether it's a hickory or a mesquite. Or
I use a mesquite and a pecan.
Oh.
And a mesquite puts a good bark on it, and the pecan makes it a little sweet. And we've got a rub that we make that we put on it. We rub it, and then we cook it for about 5 hours. And it'll get tender enough where you can pull the bone out of it. It's a tender meat, and then we use a kind of a hickory and regular barbecue sauce.
What is the secret to your barbecue? Is it time, temperature, the cooker?
It's the cookers and the time and the temperature.
Oh, it is that?
Yes, sir.
Are you more of a high temperature or low temperature?
Low temperature.
Okay.
And we got a gentleman that come up here from Texas when I did, or before I did, and he cooked ribs. His name was Red Roberts. And my kids and called him Uncle Red and Aunt Nita. And he's the one that kind of showed me how to cook the baby backs and stuff.